Yeah, so this episode, I reckon, give us a rating for how likely you think that this idea already has been done and made profit, because I think that screwed us over a bit last time.
You've already necessitated a fundamental change to the structure of this podcast, James. How do you feel about that?
I'm not too pleased, to be honest, because it's basically turned into a copyright infringement podcast.
That could be cool. We could do tax evasion as well.
Oh, deal of the idea.
That actually isn't a terrible idea. A podcast that highlights tax evasion by doing it.
Yeah, and we could say, you know, we're journalists, we're exploring it, so we wouldn't go to prison for it. That's how it works.
Mm. I mean, technically, yeah, because it is a form of journalism.
It's like if we went and talked to ISIS. We wouldn't be joining ISIS, we're just figuring out what their deal is.
Yeah.
It's alright, they're gone now, we can leave that in.
Yeah. I'm actually speechless.
That's our intro.
Yeah, we're going to end on let's join ISIS.
I can't believe it took us 2 minutes to get to ISIS.
We're going to rename it, we should join a terror group.
We should start caliphate.
I like that. That's quite good.
Right. So episode one, it was we should start a cult. And now it's we should start a caliphate. I dread to think what the next episode is going to be.
Well, I dread to see what's coming with this idea. So please get over with. What is it?
I mean, I'll be honest. If you wanted an original idea... It's not happening on this one.
You can't do it again.
Well, it's not actually been done in real life. It's just been theorised in comedy shows.
Right.
But basically, what got me thinking about it was that corporate sponsors, if you look at like all the sponsored Instagram posts or TikToks or shit like that, they're fake as shit. They don't reflect the company in the slightest way.
That's because companies are these awful, profit-driven structures. And that's not an attractive thing.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, obviously, like, they're not actually going about the brand. They're going after the audience of the person that use it. But I don't see, for example, how Just Eat have got Snoop Dogg, who's, like, the thinnest fucker you've ever seen, when in reality, those people that use Just Eat every fucking 2 days... are the size of a fucking house.
But he does weed.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Munchies connection, surely.
Yeah, but...
Are we a fat-phobic podcast now?
No, we're not a fat-phobic podcast.
Oh, no, it's not punching down for you because of... because of all the ice gems.
Because I've got man tits, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Could make those the thumbnail for the YouTube video.
I reckon we'd get a ton of views just off of that.
We should buy a bra. That'd be a good one.
But that's my point. In reality, a Just Eat like sponsored thing should be me with my tips out, just covered in oil.
That image is... you reckon that'll make people want to order food?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think people respond more to the actual food than they do to the people fucking representing the food.
Covered in oil.
Yeah, at least Snoop Dogg did a little rap about eating chicken wings, getting them brought to his crib. That's appetizing.
Well, yeah, but...
Would you do like a slam poetry while rubbing oil on your tits?
Yeah.
I fucking love... Chinese food. He's rubbing yourself. It's early, but I'm out of this idea.
Well, like, for example, like,
he's not even said it yet.
No, I haven't. Really? This is just like my thoughts leading up to it. But let's take, for example, Just Eat compared to Deliveroo. They're basically the same service. They deliver the food in a cut for the money. Yeah? But if you look on Just Eat, you don't get the likes of, I don't know, your more I guess, healthier bougie options. Like, for example, Pizza Express compared to, I don't know, the kebab shop around the corner that actually do pizzas as well.
You wanted to say Pizzaland, but that's a regional. That's a very localised specific reference.
I mean, if Pizzaland want to sponsor us, then go right ahead.
Dixie Chicken, that's a national one.
Yeah, there we go.
You know there's a Dixie Chicken in Syria?
Is there actually?
Yeah, if you look at Dixie Chicken's Wikipedia page, they've got restaurants in, it's like 123 restaurants in the UK, one in France, one in Syria. It's bizarre.
Right, I think this episode has now got a certain theme to it.
It's the second time we've mentioned the Middle East.
Yeah.
Are we going to title it "We Should Start a Caliphate"? Because that was pretty good.
I think so.
Brilliant.
I think we might have to answer some serious questions if we do.
I've forgotten what your idea is, James.
He hasn't said it. He just said that he, naked, topless, I think he said, covered in oil, is more representative of the Just Eat consumer than Snoop Dogg is.
Oh, that's it. It was about advertising, so wasn't it? Yeah.
But my point was, is there's certain drinks as well that sponsor shitty things, like, for example, obstacle courses. You know, like the shitty ones they do in gyms and stuff?
Yeah.
The sponsor a video of that everybody's seen about 10,000 fucking times.
Mm-hmm.
I actually looked into it, and some of them they're paying six figures for.
Are they, like Olympians, or...?
No.
Just people?
Just people that are just doing this obstacle course type thing. Admittedly, the obstacle course looks quite hard. Like, I'm not saying I could go and do it, but it's not, like, 100 grand worth.
Right, are these, like, influencers, or are they just actors?
They're just people that do that sort of shit.
Oh, like Ninja Warrior-style people?
Yeah.
We could go on Ninja Warrior, that'd be good.
What the hell is your idea, James?
My idea is, because people use individuals anyway...
Yes.
Why not just make it a full corporate ownership?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, why don't, for example, Domino's just sponsor sponsorship, I guess. Just sponsor the individual rather than, oh, we want this many posts. So literally everything they do just has to revolve around, like, for example, Domino's with a fat person would be Domino's. Everything, Domino's. Let's say Domino's sponsored me. Right. Yeah?
Yeah.
Literally, so that's all social medias that I'd have to obviously try and fit Domino's in somewhere. Every conversation I have with somebody, just try and sneak Domino's in there. Like, if anybody ordered Domino's, it'd have to be through my special code. Just literally feeding it into everything rather than making one post like, 10% off Domino's, here you go.
We mentioned Black Mirror last episode as well. Is this going to be a running theme where your ideas are dystopian and horrific?
Potentially.
When you said corporate ownership, you meant slavery, right?
That's what I was thinking at first.
No, because you still have autonomy, but you have to kind of still promote it.
Right.
The sort of money that they would need to pay... Even at minimum wage, the sorts of hours that you'd be working, if every conversation you happen to randomly just be like, oof, oh, sorry, I'm a bit bloated, oh, I've had a Domino's. Oh, they are good, though, aren't they?
Can't oh, no, you just put them on payroll. So, like, I don't know.
It would have to be, like, 100 grand, surely.
Nah. If you... Literally, okay. So what I'm saying is working, like, a 9-to-5... But everything you do during that time period, it has to be related to the company that sponsors you. It can be fucking anything, though. Just keep it open-ended. So it's a job more than a sponsor ownership, I guess.
So, I mean, it's not really relevant, but are you thinking of this more as something you would do if you were the company hiring people, or something you'd be happy to do for a company?
Oh, both.
What's your perspective on this?
Definitely both.
Okay.
Yeah, who's this for?
I just, it's not the most effective way of advertising. The reason people pay the big bucks for Super Bowl is because you hit millions of eyes at the same time.
But if you look at the value, especially, I'm glad you actually brought up the Super Bowl. If you look at the value for money for the Super Bowl, it's not direct. So they won't see like a, I don't know, like there's a massive spike in purchases during that time period. It's more like keeping on brand and keeping in people's minds rather than that. Which, let's say, for example, you were sponsored by, I don't know, a company, but you worked for a different company. You could get more people at that, at the second company.
That was too vague.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
Let's go with the Domino's example. Let's say you work for Domino's, but you also work for an office company. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then all you did was promote Domino's at this office company. You're more than likely going to get people to go, do you know what, for lunch, I'm going to have a fucking Domino's.
I think it would aggravate me if my coworker was, every single conversation was about Domino's pizza. I'd get to Pizza Express. Fuck them.
You'd pay
Where
the
does
egg.
This stop? Because with Domino's, it's fine. That's something that you can bring up in conversations. But Victoria's Secret, you can't just bring vibrators into every conversation.
You say Victoria's Secrets and vibrators.
Oh, I couldn't think of the other one.
And Summers.
Yeah,
they do sell, that's, is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one then.
I don't think it makes financial sense, because if they have to pay you even minimum wage to talk to, I don't know, maybe five people in your office about Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
They would need every single one of those people to buy a pizza every single day to, for that to be worth it. Which they won't, because this is just some annoying and strange person in their office harassing them about pizza.
Not necessarily, because, for example, for the likes of the Super Bowl, which is majorly overpriced, considered by a lot of companies, because it doesn't result in direct kind of purchases, you'd be paying for kind of branding more than anything. So you'd obviously have to find the right person, which you still have to now for any sponsorships, but you'd have to find the right person that isn't going to be like a prick that's just constantly harasses people.
When a brand gets to a certain size, they don't advertise to make people buy their products. They advertise so that smaller startups can't get into the industry.
Yeah.
So what is the advantage to them of paying Gavin to go into his office and tell people about pizza?
Okay, let's say, for example, you have, I don't know, you're Coca-Cola and you've done some market research and you realise you've got a massive flaw with, I don't know, high-end professionals, that kind of like CEOs, that sort of thing. They don't buy your product at all. But you then slip like a little high-end CEO, I don't know, 30k a year extra just to mention your product every now and then. It keeps them at the forefront of their minds if anything was to happen.
The more I hear about it, this idea is marginally growing on me, but I still don't think it's necessarily financially responsible.
I still don't really understand it.
It's, I mean, the main problem that there's going to be with advertising on social media in the future is that they're not currently labelling them as ads strong enough with even just adding a hashtag, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at some point, there's going to be some legislation that means that it's very, very obvious what's an ad and what's not. And if you don't label it properly, you get properly penalised for it. So once we hit that point, maybe doing more covert stuff like this might actually be useful.
Well, we're nearly there anyway, because it's not legislation, but a lot of the terms and conditions of using social media accounts is that anything post that's sponsored, you obviously have to put an advertisement on it, and if you found not to, they can ban the account.
Yeah, but I feel like the ads just get there anyway.
Oh yeah, there's no monitoring at all for it. But it's on its way, I think, anyway.
I just think this idea is quite dystopian. I don't like it.
It is, but it kind of already happens in a way.
Why does this happen?
If you look at, I don't know, let's say, for example, I don't really want to use that one. Yeah, Travis Pastrana. Is it Ken Block, the drift guy?
Yes.
That does all the drift. Yeah. With his sponsorship with Monster, which was basically everything that he did, which was his profession, had to feature Monster in it in some shape or form.
I think he drives a car though, so liveries are pretty easy to achieve. It's just like having...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it already exists in a smaller scale.
I don't know, but he's still got agency within that. He doesn't have to dedicate his personality to Monster Energy drinks.
Oh, I'm not saying you'd have to dedicate your personality to. It would probably happen, but at the start it wouldn't be a requirement, I guess.
Who is this idea for? Is it for the advertiser or is it for the influencer?
Well, both, because especially in, what, the past few years, a lot of, especially young professionals, have to have multiple streams of income in order to kind of live like a normal life, I guess, and afford right. like the basic standard of living. So it benefits both, I guess.
I think maybe for a smaller company, it could be an interesting way to get people to first hear about you.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure that there are studies about word of mouth in advertising, and it's not very effective at all in terms of reach.
But that's only because of people's personal experiences of the company not having like a long-term impact on themselves. Like, for example, if you buy a Coke and it's really nice, you're not then going to go, oh, this Coke's really nice, like a week later. But if you're working for the company...
Also, how would an advertiser monitor this? How would they verify that you're having these conversations?
Well, they'd just do with anything else they do at the minute and just have like a quality assurance check and just smuggle like another secret quality assurance person.
Okay.
And check that you're actually...
Get this quality assurance person a job at the office.
Oh, no, not necessarily a job at the office, but like be like, I don't know, like somebody from HR visiting or... Just like an undercover type thing, just to check they're actually doing
it. Wait, so what, they would lie to this third-party company that has nothing to do with this advertising campaign, and they would just...
Oh, no. In order for it to work, you'd need the third-party company's approval.
Why would they do that? Why would they...
This is ridiculous. Yeah. You've invented the Gestapo for one.
All right, for example, it works, trust me, because if you were Coke and, I don't know, you were trying to hire an employee at Pepsi... to advertise for Coke, it would stop that because Pepsi wouldn't agree. Whereas if, I don't know, like let's use Coke and, I don't know, I can't think of a company. And let's say Coke and Apple, they're not in the same competitive field at all. So they'd happily let you do it because they kind of benefit each other. And if need be, they could slip them a cut for allowing their workers to do that.
This is such an expensive advertising campaign and for such little reward in terms of number of people reached.
I think it depends on the person, but I think it could work quite well.
I think that I will maybe say that you're basically just doing brand ambassadors, but just like dialing it up to 11.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me personally, brand ambassadors aren't even that effective, I don't think.
I mean, no, but let's say, for example, all the major companies use brand ambassadors in a similar setting, like a workplace environment. People would just get used to it.
They'd get used to it, but I don't think that makes it effective.
Yeah, but the reason why kind of brand ambassadors don't work at the minute is because they're stopping you out on the street being like, oh, hey, do you want to sign up for Amazon? Like, and nobody's going to fucking want to do that on the street.
It's so hard to make jokes about this idea.
I know.
If you knew, why did you bring this one up? Why is this an episode?
I'll be honest. I kind of had a basic idea of corporate ownership and then just,
oh, you just
tailored it. Yeah, basically.
Oh, dear. I mean, I'm not in a place to criticise you for making no preparation because I haven't. But I'm still pretty angry.
My thoughts are this. I'm absolutely not in favour of this idea, but I think we should still upload the episode to serve as a warning, and potentially if Coke do hire someone to do this, James can point back and be like, oh, see, I told you it was a good idea. Yeah.
I was the originator of this, like, fascist policy. This is awful.
I think this is... especially this whole episode, is a big turning point for me, where I'm going to have to make sure that my ideas aren't incredibly depressing or realistic.
Yeah, this is a bit corporate and awful.
It just got insane. As soon as you were saying that they needed agreement between the companies, you were basically... It's like 1984 shit. They needed to have enough influence. It would fully just be corporations just owned us and like they just separated us throughout the population with enough spread that their brand would be constantly being advertised to everyone.
God, this is a low point.
Yeah.
But the second episode... I was astonished by how quickly I was already out of the idea. It took about 15 seconds. Oh, Jesus.
I think the reason I stuck with it so long is because as soon as he said it, I thought of Duff Man.
Oh, he's a mascot, though. I don't think he's...
I know, but he's also a person at the same time. I was thinking maybe we were going to end up at some sort of compromise there, but he just got worse.
Yeah.
This is like if Duff Man started as just a man who worked at, like, a normal office... And he had a normal life, and then suddenly there was some outside source paying him to dress as a superhero and talk about Duff Beer all the time.
And on top of that, his wife would rat him in if he wasn't saying that Duff was good constantly.
Yeah, the wolves have eyes.
Yeah.
God, this is awful.
But there'd obviously be regulations in place. Like, there'd be limits as to how far they could go with the contract.
Are they not allowed to have, like, a secret police monitoring them?
No, but that happens already, is, like, quality assurance reps that just come in and, like, especially in America, like, with...
Checking your Instagram post to see if you haven't said the product is shit, not monitoring your conversations to see if you're mentioning Duff Beer once a sentence.
How's that different to insurance companies in America checking on doctors by being fake patients?
I don't think that should be the moral standard you hold yourself to.
I mean, probably not, but I'm saying it's basically there.
Yeah, no, it just reminds me a lot of this article I read that said companies over lockdown have been... Well, over the lockdown that's in the process of ending, were properly using, I don't know, AI or something to check whether or not their staff were eating... smoking, using their phone, whatever, when they were supposed to be working. Yeah, and it just seems like in order to make this thing work, you would need constant surveillance of the person, because otherwise they'd just get the check and immediately be like, I don't actually like Coke that much, but I'm contractually obligated to tell you that it's edible.
That'd be a good slogan. Coca-Cola, it's edible.